The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst, and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hand, and bring your hand, and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Now and forever. Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Diyos marahin naga sa indugabos. Good morning po. Magandang umaga, bayan. At alam niyo po, napakaganda ng ating panahon sa labas. Medyo umaaraw. Tama-tama sa piyesta na ating sineselebrate, ang piyesta ni Saint Thomas o San Tomaso. No? Hindi po yung ano, ha, yung sarsa, yung Mang Tomas, iba po yun. Saint Thomas po is one of the 12 apostles. No? He is also called the twin, no? O kambal. Siguro may kahawig siyang ano, no? Isa pang apostle. No? And he is believed to preach the gospel unto India. No? That's why there is also called Christian of St. Thomas. No? And alam niyo po, very famous si St. Thomas, no? Dahil sa kanyang doubt o pag-aalinlangan. Kaya nga siya tinawag, di ba? Tinatawag siyang Doubting Thomas. But you know, alam niyo po, hindi naman po masama ang mag-doubt, no? O mag-aalinlangan. No? It is normal for us as human to doubt. No? And no, what is really dangerous, sabi niya, "Hold on tight, you know it's a little bit dangerous." Ang pinaka-dangerous po na doubt, no? Pakinggan niyo kung mabuti, eh, yung tinatawag na methodical doubt. Ano yung methodical doubt? Yun yung doubt na talagang pinag-aralan. At ang nagpasikat o nagsimula nitong tinatawag na methodical doubt ay yung kaibigan ng mga kapatid nating Jesuit. No? Sad to say, one of the, ano, no? Sabi na nga, ano, peklat, no? Scourge ng company of Jesus, product, no, is si René Descartes. No? Siya yung, ang kanyang philosophy ay sabi, cogito ergo sum. I think, therefore I am. No? And with René Descartes, no, he put doubt in all knowledge. No? And sad to say, he put it also with regards to the faith. No? Yun ang mali. Kasi si Descartes, ginawa niya yung doubt as an instrument for knowledge. No? But, no, to destroy all that we believe. No? Kaya nga, siguro maririnig nyo sa iba, sasabihin, oh, totoo ba talaga na si Mama Mary ay virgin? Oh, totoo nga ba? Totoo nga bang may impyerno? Totoo bang may purgatorio? Di ba? Totoo nga bang si Kristo ay nandiyan sa banal na misa? Sa tinapay na kinakain nyo, no? That's effect. Yan po yung epekto ng tinatawag na methodical doubt. No? That is, of course, condemned by the church. No? And we do not, we should not, no, do that. But St. Thomas, balik tayo kay St. Thomas, yung kanyang doubt, hindi naman methodical. No? Humanly speaking, no, masasabi natin, valid man, no, it is valid yung doubt ni St. Thomas. Why? Kasi hindi man niya nakita si Lord. No? And, no, probably, no, nakita ni St. Thomas yung nangyari, di ba? Kasi nandun siya sa Garden of Gethsemane nang hinuli si Lord. And if I'm not mistaken, no, he's also present, no, during the way of the cross. No, yung sa Via Dolores ni Lord o Via Crucis, no? So, when all the other apostles said to him, the Lord is risen, no? He has that doubt. But that doubt, no? At the end, ano nangyari dun sa doubt ni St. Thomas? It becomes, no, a firm profession of faith. No? My Lord and my God. No? Yung doubt ni St. Thomas, hindi lang natapos doon, but he arrived at a great conclusion that Jesus is the Lord and God. And that was affirmed by his own testimony of life. Kaya nga, no, namatay si St. Thomas na martyr. No? Because he really believed, no, on what he said, my Lord and my God. No? At alam nyo, mga tugang, brothers and sisters, sa panahon ngayon, kailangan natin ng mga doubting Thomas. No? We need people, Christians, Catholic, like St. Thomas. No? Kasi nga, di ba, lalong-lalo na ngayon sa social media, sa mass media, marami nagsabi, lapit kaya kay, lapit mga kaibigan at makinig kayo. Ako'y may dala-dalang balita galing sa bayan ko. Diba? Maraming mga balita, marami tayong naririnig, nalalaman, lalo na sa social media, na kailangan nating busisiin. Kailangan natin magkaroon ng konting doubt. No? Totoo ba ang sinasabi nitong taong ito? Totoo ba itong information na ito? No? Kaya nga, di ba, maraming tinatawag na fake news. Fake news. No? Sad to say, no? Marami ako, ilang beses na rin ako na biktima ng mga fake news, no? Sa Facebook, sa group chat, no? Minsan nga, sinabi, no? sinabihan ko yung mga brothers and sisters doon sa group chat, no? Huwag kayong magpo-post, no? Huwag kayong magpo-post ng mga fake news na, no? Tingnan nyo mabuti, no? Check kung saan ba galing yung inyong source, no? Katulad niyan, no? Sa COVID-19, no? May isang namatay dahil sa fake news, no? Kasi, no, sabi dun sa post, oh, itong gawin mo para gumaling ka sa COVID, no? Yung parang nagtaklob yata ng ano, ng ulo niyan tapos naghinga ng mainit na tubig, no? So what happened, no? Instead na gumaling siya dun sa kanyang COVID, mas lalong lumala at sad to say, nagadan. Kasi nga, no, hindi muna tinignan, hindi muna nag-doubt, totoo ba tong pinaskil nitong kahit sino pa yan, no? I-check mo, totoo ba, official ba yan, no? Sa mga ganyan, no, ang tingnan natin yung Department of Health, for example, no? Or World Health Organization, dyan tayo tumingin, no? Huwag yung basta-basta may nag-post lang, maniniwala na kagad tayo. See what happened. No? It causes a death ng isang tao dahil lang sa fake news. No? Kaya huwag kayong basta-basta maniniwala, no? Be like St. Thomas, no? Check, no? Make a inquisition, no? Inquire, totoo ba ito? O mali? No? Especially now, no? There are many information coming to us from the social media, sa radio, sa TV, sa diaryo, no? Hindi mo na alam, no? Kaya nga, katulad ni St. Thomas, no? Mabuti yung nagtatanong tayo, mabuti yung maging mapanuri tayo, no? Maging mapanuri tayo, katulad ni St. Thomas, no? Ito bang sinabing ito? No, minsan kahit nga yung mga malapit sa atin, may mga authority minsan, no? We should really check, no? Is this the truth? Tama ba ito? O baka naman para tayong mga baka, no? Sa ating pananampalataya, no? Oo nga. 'Di ba? Puro tayong mga ganun, no? So we should really be like St. Thomas, especially when it comes to those of the world, no? Yung mga bagay na galing sa mundo, dapat tayo magkaroon ng mapanuring isipan, no? Katulad ni St. Thomas, no? And let us ask St. Thomas for that grace, no? Let us ask him and our Blessed Mother, no? That we should have this doubt, no? This good doubt, masasabi natin, na katulad ni St. Thomas, no? Mapanuring pag-iisip, no? To search for the truth, no? And not to be victim of fake news, no? And at the same time, hingin natin kay St. Thomas and our Blessed Mother yung grace na, sabi nga, ano man ang mangyari, di kita iiwan, ipaglalaban ko. The grace to fight, ipaglaban yung ating pananampalatayang Katoliko. Kasi sabi nga, veritas est unam. Ewan ko tama ba yung Latin ko, no? Kasi isa lang naman ang katotohanan. Truth is only one, and that truth is Christ and His Church, which is the Catholic Church. Praise be Jesus and Mary.